Good morning, everyone. We're going to get started with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thank you for your patience. As you can imagine, we have a number, as you can see, we have a number of bills, but we have a number of bills that are being held for various reasons that we need to get buy-in and buy-off, as well as the paperwork. So at this point, it looks like we may only be moving four bills today. I'm just going to run through those so everyone knows the other bills are going to be held until tomorrow. The bills that we're planning on moving at this time is House Bill 2693, 2865, 3186, and 3376. We just got word the fiscal's back on that. We had planned on moving 2650, but we understand the fiscal's not back yet, so if it doesn't come in, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. But at this point, we're going to go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 2693.
Chair Brzozinski, members of the committee, House Bill 2693 comes to us from the sheriffs. This is a bill that would require a departmental warrant, one coming from Department of Transportation, Revenue, or Employment, to be recorded by the agency in lieu of by the sheriff with the county clear lien record for the county in which the sheriff serves. Presently, that is the sheriff's obligation. There is a dash A2 amendment, which proponents have advanced. The proponent, basically, the force and effect of this amendment is that it states that until a warrant issued under this section, this is departmental warrant, is satisfied in full, the department has the same remedies to enforce the claim for taxes, penalties, and interest against the taxpayer as if the state had recovered judgment against the taxpayer for the amount of the tax penalties and interest. Recall that these are all departmental warrants against taxpayers for non-payment, so if the agency is filing rather than the sheriff, the ability to collect would shift to them. As modified by the A2, this bill, 2693, is expected to have no revenue impact and a minimal expenditure impact. The amendment has not yet been adopted.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A2 amendment to House Bill 2693A.
Senator Cruz moves the dash A2 amendment into House Bill 2693A. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Chair, I move House Bill 2693A as amended by the dash A2 amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2693A as amended by the dash 2 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And for the record, Senator Bolamici is tied up in a work with redistricting, and so all of her votes will be excused for today. All right, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2693A, and let's see, Chair will carry 2693A, and we'll open up the work session on House Bill 2865A.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2865A, person who was personally injured, whose property is damaged as a result of using a trail that is a public easement or unimproved right-of-way, and who's on foot, on horse, on a bicycle, or another non-motorized vehicle, does not have a negligence claim against the city with a population of over 50,000. You have the dash A and 8 amendments in front of you, which are a compilation of the dash 5, which exempts from liability a nonprofit corporation and its volunteers for the construction and maintenance of a trail. The dash A6 allows the county or city to opt into the provisions of the bill if that means that they're under 500,000. A7, immunity not granted to a person receiving compensation where the injury is a result of gross negligence or from reckless, wanton, intentional misconduct of activity which the person is strictly liable.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the dash A8 amendment to House Bill 2865A.
All right. Senator Cruz moves the dash A8 amendments into 2865A. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2865A as amended by the dash A8 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz moves House Bill 2865A as amended by the A8 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Dingfelder, will you be our carrier?
Yes, please. Thank you.
And I will close the work session on House Bill 2865A. Open up a work session on House Bill 3186A.
Chair Chair Prezonsky, members of the committee, House Bill 3186A would remove the existing exception from the general prohibition against using a mobile communication device while operating a motor vehicle, would remove the within the scope of their employment exception and replace this exception with a number of sub-exceptions for roadside assistance vehicles, tow operators, vehicles owned or contracted by a utility for the purpose of maintaining that utility. There is an amendment here as well. This is the A5 amendment. The A5 amendment would simply delete the words "as a volunteer" from line 25 in association with the provision of emergency services. Basically, anybody who's providing emergency services, whether or not a volunteer at that point, would be within the exemption as long as they are providing those emergency services. The Dash A5 is projected to have no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. We have not yet adopted the A5.
And the A5, if I remember correctly, was one that would allow for governmental units that have like road work being done during storms or emergencies to be able to use equipment that may not have a two-way radio system, et cetera.
Chair Prezonsky, that would be within the exception language.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash A5 amendment to House Bill 3186.
All right. Senator Cruz moves the Dash A5s into House Bill 3186A. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And we're going to go ahead and close the work session on House Bill 3186A now that we've got the amendment adopted. And we're going to open up. No. We just did the adopting amendment.
Oh, we're not doing it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Constitutional question.
All right. So, yeah. So we are going to go in and open up a work session on House Bill 3376.
Chair Prezonsky, members of the committee, House Bill 3376 would authorize the court to enter an order setting aside a conviction for nonviolent Class C felonies after a period of 20 years if, in the interim from the date of conviction or release of prison, whichever is later, the person has not been convicted of or arrested for any other offenses excluding motor vehicle violations. There is an amendment that has been offered here as well. This is the Dash 1 amendment. Now, what the Dash 1 amendment would do, we had a discussion at the public hearing about the inclusion of just what counts as a non-person felony, and there was some concern raised, particularly about ORS 166.429, firearms used in a felony. This is the offense of committed when any person with intent to commit a felony or who knows or reasonably should know that a felony will be committed with a firearm, ships, transports, receives, sells, or otherwise furnishes any firearm in the furtherance of the felony. The Dash 1 amendment would break this out alongside all person felonies as person class B felonies as a disqualifying offense. As amended by the Dash 1, House Bill 3376 is expected to have a minimal expenditure impact and no revenue impact. We have not yet adopted the Dash 1.
All right, so we need to adopt the Dash 1s, but we still will need the paperwork for the, or are we ready?
No, we are ready.
All right. Chair will take a motion on the Dash 1s.
Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3376.
All right, Senator Cruz moves the Dash 1 amendments in the House Bill 3376. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3376 as amended by the Dash 1 amendment to the floor with the pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Cruz moves House Bill 3376 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer Senator Bonamici the opportunity to carry the bill. Chair will be back up if necessary, since I believe this is one that she actually has worked on with Representative Parker. So with that, that will close the work session on House Bill 3376. And that is going to, I think, take care of what we can do right now based on the other discussions and paperwork that we need. So is there anything else? Tomorrow is Wednesday. We're scheduled to be here at 8:30, if I'm not mistaken. So what we're going to do, everyone, we will be back here tomorrow morning at 8:30. Hopefully we'll have all the paperwork in place. Realize that I've already taken a slot for tomorrow evening at 5:15. I'm will assume that we will probably need to at least do a cameo appearance at 5:15 to take care of a few things that may need to be taken care of. Okay. So what we're going to do at this point is I'm going to go through the bills that are being carried over so we make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's. But realize that we will be here tomorrow morning, and more than likely we will be back at 5:15 or thereabouts tomorrow afternoon to complete our work for the committee. So the bills that are being carried over today are as follows. 2274A, 2103A. 2174A, 2183A, 2650A, 2663A. House Bill 3085A, House Bill 3126, House Bill 3142. House Bill 3153A, House Bill 3166A. We're carrying over for work session, even though we have adopted the amendment, but we'll be carrying over House Bill 3186A, House Bill 3204, House Bill 3239, House Bill 3251A, House Bill 3323, House Bill 3376. That one we just passed out, so let me take that one off. So that one is not being carried over since it's passed out. Lastly, 3450A. So, ladies, did I cover them all? All right. So that's where we're at. Thank you for being here. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30. Hopefully, we'll be able to knock out the bulk of the bills in the morning. Thank you.